You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome back to hour number two, everybody, and we're joined by our special guest, Bruce McDonald. And Bruce, things were getting kind of ominous, but before we return to that topic, I want to remind everybody they can be a part of the conversation by calling 1-800-313-9443, or you can email us at the hotline at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. Bruce, go ahead and let's pick it up where we were as we went into the break, and we were talking about compromising immune systems and the release of the avian flu, and let's go from there.
Well, it's just, you know, we got into it. It's just an example of how psychopathic and lunatic these people are. And, you know, they're not normal people. I actually got into, I don't remember how, one thing leads to the next. But they estimate that 10% of our population is sociopathic and psychopathic. You know? I mean, it's a lot of people. And
that's
those
close.
People
that's close. Yeah. I think the measure for that from DSM, which is the mental health Bible, is about 6 to 8%, but I mean, you're in the ballpark, yeah.
It's a lot,
yeah.
And a lot of those people gravitate, you know, towards positions, political positions, high positions, and they love the power, and they don't have a normal emotion, set of emotions. They don't have remorse, they don't have a conscience, you know, and they're in control. I mean, you look at what they're doing with their corporations, and it's blatantly obvious, you know. There's nothing healthy about anything that they're doing. And yet, we let them stay in control. And I say, that's why I started the Kick 'Em All Out Project. And I said, listen, we have one peaceful, constitutional means at our disposal to affect change in our federal government or and state government. And that's the power of the vote. And they've totally corrupted that as well. But there's ways of exploiting it, as corrupt as it is, to fire all these people in Congress and let it be known that we're not going to allow this to go on anymore. And unless we do something like that, it's not going to stop. You know, we have to take control of our federal government away from these psychopathic lunatics, or it's not going to stop.
Okay, so we elect a senator for 6 years and a rep for two. How long do you estimate it takes the average person in Congress to be compromised?
Well, you know, it's said that they're compromised before they even get there, most of them. You know, they're groomed and you know, like I've read stories that Bill Clinton was recruited in college and, you know, Tony Blair was recruited in college. And, you know, there's a lot of that kind of stuff that goes on. So to me, those kind of questions are kind of immaterial at this point because it's so corrupt and they've had their systems in place to ensure that a continual flow of corrupt people will be in, you know, funneled into positions that at this point, really all we can do is pick up the biggest club we can find and swing it as hard as we can because they've got all the money, they've got all the institutions, they've got all the infrastructure, they've got all the, you know, the laws in place and the systems and, you know, it's just very difficult at this point to do anything about it in a specific, you know, ideal sort of way. It's like, it's kind of like in your family life, things are going crazy, your kids are screaming and yelling, you know, your boss is after you. You know, your instinct is to just scream, stop! Enough! You know? And that's the point we're at. We have to scream, stop! Enough! And create a little room where we can think straight.
What
my campaign's trying to produce. You know, smash it upside the head and just at least scream, enough's enough, stop, and we're serious and we're not falling for this anymore.
Okay, and we're going to be back with some very pointed questions about the idea of unelecting the incumbents. After these messages, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
And we're back to the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and we're joined by our special guest, Bruce McDonald from kickthemalout.com. And Bruce, one of the things that really appeals to me about your approach is it's simple, because I think there's no question that most Americans are not paying attention to what's going on. And to fulfill the mandate of kickthemalout.com, all you got to know really is who is running, who's the incumbent, and vote for the other guy.
Yeah, when I started this, I realized that nothing's going to work unless it's mindlessly simple. You know, people are just too busy. They're overwhelmed with their lives. They can barely make ends meet. Their kids are screaming at them. You know, they just don't have time to sit down and pick out the perfect candidate. And I can't tell you how many times I hear, oh, we've got to get a good person in. And I said, you know, there's no such a thing. You know, that's why they wrote the Constitution the way they did, because the Founding Fathers realized there's no way to keep bad people out, and there's no way to keep good people from doing stupid things. You know?
It's hard to argue with that logic. You know, if you look at it, you know, my background is in mental health, psychology. And if you look at why people do not become involved in protest movements, you know, at the top of the list is what we call routinization. And you hit it. People get locked up in their routines. They're busy. We're being worked to death, those of us that can keep our jobs, just to try to keep up with the Federal Reserve-induced inflation rate. And you're absolutely right. You know, and the other reason, Bruce, that one of the other reasons that we don't get involved is because we tend not to mistrust people in power of authority. We're conformist by nature. Are you familiar with the Milgram experiment?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have some of the footage on the site.
Yeah, exactly. So, you're well aware of how people conform, and people tend to look at government as their third parent.
Well, yeah, and most people, you know, they're not interested in power or controlling things. They just want to be left alone, which is the main idea of our country. It's like minimum. The Constitution was written in such a way that if it's respected and enforced, it ensures the powers of government are restrained. And the federal government is not supposed to be this big behemoth. It's basically supposed to provide for a national defense, a court system for fraud and crime, and, you know, that's about it. And it's not supposed to, the rest is supposed to fall to the state. It's not supposed to have its hands in every aspect of your life, and the only people that are interested in that are these maniacal lunatics. Who, they're control freaks, you know, that's what they do. This is what they love. They seize the power of government, because the government can force you to do everything they want to do.
Well, I will agree they can coerce you. Let me hit another reason that social psychologists tell us why people don't get involved. And it has to do with something Martin Seligman coined, a phrase called learned helplessness. And what he did in his experiment, he put a dog on an electrical grid, shocked it, and the dog showed escape behavior by jumping off the grid. And then in the second phase of the experiment, he built a fence around the grid, shocked the dog, and the dog couldn't escape, and the dog protested, yelped, barked, screamed, tried to get out, couldn't. But after enough successive shocks, the dog just laid down and took the shocks without resisting, because resistance was futile. And then in the final phase of the experiment, and this is where a lot of Americans are today, Seligman took down the barrier, and the dog could clearly see that it could escape, and the dog was shocked, but it still sat there, laid there, accepted the shock without resistance. And this is where a lot of Americans are today. We have been so conditioned that government is too big, these people are beyond our reach, we cannot involve ourselves in the process and make a difference, that we have this perpetuated sense of learned helplessness. What would you say to those people?
The people that are experiencing that?
Yeah, the people that are in that paradigm of learned helplessness.
Well, I say join a Fire Congress meetup group and learn that it's not true. You know, just because you feel that way, it doesn't mean that it's true. It just means that you've been socially conditioned to accept it. Like you said, we are being shocked every single day.
Yes.
You know, it's nonstop. It's unrelenting. And we're shocked on the level of our food. We're shocked on the level of, you know, in ways that we're not even aware of. And if people really understood how we're not that far different from that dog. I mean, we're very easy to manipulate. I have some videos by Darren Brown. He had a show on the Sci-Fi Channel where it was called Mind Control with Darren Brown. He would show you how he could control like a huge number of people in a shopping mall just by, you know, this recorded message that played periodically for a half an hour. And he got a huge number of people in the mall to do something. And just unconsciously, they just all did it.
Was it based on repetition or was it subliminal?
Both. You know, they know how to do this stuff. And it's not hard. It's shockingly hard, or just shockingly simple.
Mm-hmm.
How easy, you know, once you understand, like, you know, the things you were just saying, and you understand how we work, you know, give that knowledge to somebody like these people, and they're going to use it against you.
Absolutely. Hey, well, let's take a caller. Let's go to David on line one from Oregon. Hi, David. Thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. You got a question or comment for our guest, Bruce McDonald?
Well, I have a comment. The guest had stated earlier that people are too busy, kids are screaming, yada, yada, yada. And I cannot accept that. I raised kids. I was working two jobs at the time, and I still took the time to learn what the candidates were saying, where they came from, and where they stood. The problem with most Americans is they cannot turn off the TV. They get their whole idea of life from 30-second sound bites, and instead of taking the time to turn off that thing and study do a little research and learn the truth, that's too much trouble for him.
I'm confused. What do you disagree with, or you can't accept it? You said you can't accept it, meaning...
Well, he said that they were too busy with their lives. The average person watches 20 to 30 hours of TV a week.
You just substantiated it, though.
Yeah, I think you guys are both preaching to the choir here, because I think you both have identified reasons why people are not involved.
Yeah.
And, David, I totally agree with you. And let's take this a step further for both of you. I mean, 99% of the media today is controlled by six corporations.
That's true. I won't argue that point. The point I'm trying to make is the American people are not too busy. They're too damned lazy. They don't want to know the truth. It's too easy to sit and watch the Super Bowl or the NBA playoffs rather than learn the truth.
Well, I agree. That's why I came up with the plan I came up with, because I figure you have to look at what we have to work with, and that's the truth. People are lazy, and they're not going to do much of anything. So I said, if at least get off your butt and go down and vote against the incumbent.
Let's not just vote against incumbents. There are some incumbents I would keep in there. Ron Paul, he's a good man. I would keep him there.
He's not. He wouldn't get voted out no matter what anyway.
But the thing is, the people don't just vote to get the incumbent out. Look for a man who actually stands for your freedom, who actually means what he says, who is not a pawn of the corporate elite.
Well, that approach works, David, if you have an educated populace.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get across. The populace won't turn off the TV and get educated. It's not that they're too busy. I've never seen anybody that was too busy to learn the truth. The most informed people I ever knew in my life were those who were the busiest. I mean, truly busy. Not watching TV, not watching the Super Bowl or playing golf, but actually busy people.
You know, Jim Mars, who's been a frequent guest on the show, one time asked me, he says, Dave, what do you think it's going to take to wake the country up? And this is how I answered him. When people can't put shoes on their kids' feet, when they can't put food on the table, and they don't have a place to live, I think we have to get down to people's basic needs are going to be threatened before the masses are going to rise up. Bruce, what do you think about that?
I'm inclined to agree with you to a point on that. However, I think the average person, even when their basic needs are not available to them, they're going to still be on their knees instead of standing up and taking control of their own lives. I think they'll still be on their knees waiting for the government to take care of them.
Bruce, any reaction?
Well, you know, we can define, you know, all the weaknesses, and that's going on all the time, but I say what we're proposing that people do isn't hard. It doesn't require a lot of time. All it requires is that we all talk to each other about doing it and then just do it. You know, if we all talk to each other and go, enough is enough, the Congress has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that they work for Wall Street and special interests, and they don't pay any attention to the Constitution, it makes no sense to allow them to get away with it, to allow them to suffer no consequences at all. And it's time we held them accountable.
Very good.
And it's very simple to hold them accountable. You remove them from office. And if you're not going to vote against an incumbent, if you're not going to vote for their strongest competitor just to get rid of them because you can't stand to vote for a Democrat or you can't stand to vote for a Republican.
Well, we know that paradigm is really not an accurate one with Democrats and Republicans. Let's pick that up after the break, Bruce. David, thanks for the call. Please call again. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back after these messages.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Thanks for staying with us through the break. This is Dave Hodges on the Common Sense Show, and we're joined by our special guest, Bruce McDonald from KickThemAllOut.com. And, Bruce, we had someone call into our board op over the break, Carol from Arizona, and she said, don't forget about those lobbyists.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's step two. You know, it's like we have – right now we have no influence over our Congress, so we're not going to be able to get them to do anything because they know the people with all the money – are going to make sure they get elected. They can rig the votes enough to throw an election, and they can make sure they have enough money to run all the ads they need. So they're guaranteed, if they play ball, they're going to get reelected. So until we hijack the election system and take it back, we can't do anything. Because they're not going to pay any attention to us. They have no intent. They've made it clear. They're not going to do anything but what the global control freaks want. They want a world government and a world currency. They want this country destroyed, and they've almost accomplished it. You know, the patient is in cardiac arrest on the table, and if we don't pick up the paddles and charge them and give the shock to the system that it needs, which voting out all the incumbents would do, we're not going to survive this, you know, because we have no leverage. We have no power.
But I also think Carol has an excellent point about the lobbyists. This today, in today's Arizona Republic, there is a bill being introduced by a Democrat in the State House that basically says he wants to make it illegal for a lobbyist to give a gift of over $25 to any legislator. And my wife and I talked about that, and it's like, why should we be accepting a gift for 25 cents?
That's right.
I mean, what is this about gifting it? Let's call it what it is. It's outright bribery.
Bribery. That's right. And what I have is basically, if we can do this and exert some actual influence over our representative, then we issue a list of mandates, a list of demands. And one of the top ones on our list is we want corporations out of the picture. They have no business interfering in the government and in our elections, and they only do it because they got a loophole in the Constitution, of all places,
mm-hmm.
that awarded human rights protections to artificial entities called corporations.
Where they carry the status
right
of a person.
Speech.
Exactly. I mean, how ludicrous is it to call ExxonMobil a person?
That's right. And if we close that loophole and say, the 14th Amendment does not apply to artificial corporate entities, and that a corporate personhood is hereby revoked and rescinded, and it is illegal for corporations to interfere in the government, legislation, elections, period. And until you get rid of K Street, you're not, you know, it's the single biggest source of corruption. You know, it's something like 200 to 1. There's 200 lobbyists for every representative. They spend hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, corrupting them. It's the whole reason for being of that industry is to corrupt everything in its path. So that's it. If we fire Congress and actually get some influence, some leverage, and we issue our demands to the new Congress, that's number one on the list. Shut down K Street. And once you remove that biggest corrupting influence, then you can start getting somewhere. You know, but right now they stand in front of anything anybody tries to do with all their lawyers and all their millions, billions, and they tie up everything and, you know, nothing gets anywhere.
Well,
except where they want it to go.
I would add another corollary to what you said about outlawing lobbying, which I wholeheartedly agree with, and that would be returning to the election of senators by the state legislators, because it would make corporations, if they really were trying to steal the vote, bribe the vote, they would have to literally buy off every state house in the country. And I don't know that it's beyond their reach. It probably isn't.
Oh, no, it's
but it
not.
Would sure make them work one hell of a lot harder and spend a lot more money than they're spending now.
Well, if you revoked corporate personhood, they wouldn't be allowed to do that. It would be illegal. If they did it and got caught doing it, you could revoke their charter and shut them down.
You know,
which
seems
is what
to be,
most of them should be doing. We should be doing to them anyway. You know, they've all violated their charter. They've all become a public menace. And their charter should be revoked and their assets sold off. And, you know, we do that. And, you know, there's no consequences to these people for anything.
It seems like they're operating with impunity, doesn't it?
Well, they absolutely are. It doesn't seem like it. They are absolutely operating. I read it, posted a story the other day where they were saying we need to exercise our right to revoke charters, which are still legally recognized. So, and they said one of the companies we should start with is Eli Lilly, who has been caught deliberately killing people by not disclosing the real dangers of their medication. They pled guilty about it time after time in court. They pay a fine, and they're allowed to continue killing people.
How do they avoid criminal prosecution? That's mind-boggling.
Money. You know, it's not hard to corrupt people. It's not hard to threaten people. You know, the judges, the attorneys, you can do it with money. You can do it by... I'm absolutely positive if a representative goes to Washington, the lobbyists and all of the, you know, the scum there immediately start working on them and figuring out how they can corrupt them. Get them in a compromising position, you know, wine and dine them, get them drunk with some male prostitute, you know, and take pictures.
Or the pages. Stay tuned, Bruce. We're going to come right back with more of unelecting the incumbents and more plans to take back our government after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And we're on the home stretch with our special guest, Bruce McDonald. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges with the Common Sense Show. And we're going to look at some more solutions on taking back our government. And so far, we've hit the idea of anti-incumbent theme, which is simple because you don't have to be an intellectual to figure out, you know, who was just in office. And hopefully by having enough turnover, you can slow down or impede the progress of what I like to call the New World Order crowd. We also mentioned outlawing lobbying. So let me go to Bruce and ask him another question. Bruce, what do you think about term limits?
Well, I don't think we need them. I think we can impose them every time an election comes around. You know, the serving in Congress is supposed to be a temp job. It's not supposed to be a career path to wealth and power. The job we're hiring them to do is to make sure nothing unconstitutional happens. And if they were doing that, they wouldn't have a whole heck of a lot to do. 99% of the stuff they're doing is unconstitutional. So the average person could easily do the job. You serve 2 years, you make close to, what, they get $170,000 now? So you'd make $350,000, and you go home.
Free medical.
Free medical, yeah. You make, it's more money than most people, you know, see in their lifetime. You could make it 2 years. And, you know, we could even set up, with all the money they spend and throw away on all this crap that's totally unconstitutional, we could have nice apartments there in Washington, you know, modest apartments, and pay for them for our representatives, and they get their salary, and they get a nice place to live. And, and they would make sure nothing unconstitutional happened. We'd have a whole department in the Congress of constitutional scholars and lawyers to, you know, basically give them a orientation class. You know, representatives should be, you know, we should make them take an orientation class into what their job is. You know, it's like you get a job in a corporation, they put you through orientation, what your job is. You know, they should be wheeled into a room and taught what the Constitution is and what their job is.
Well, they are taught. I can tell you they go through a lot of indoctrination with regard to the committees they're assigned to, but they're not one word about what's constitutional is taught.
Bruce,
I've had a lot of dealings with state officials here in Arizona, and I can tell you the vast majority, sorry, Karen Johnson, you're accepted from this, Russell Pierce, you're accepted from this, but the vast majority of people who are elected to public office here in Arizona, I can tell you, don't know a damn thing about the Constitution. I had to actually sit there and explain to two state senators here in Arizona what was unconstitutional about No Child Left Behind. Hello, federal government, separation of powers, 10th Amendment. And they didn't get it. I had to lay it out for them.
Well,
I said, well, let's go look at the 10th Amendment.
The Constitution only plays a part in terms of taking the oath of office. That's about it.
And the ability to
raise
your
right hand.
I agree. That's essentially it. Well, let me throw a fly in the ointment here, okay? Let me play devil's advocate. Now, let's assume now that people just say, you know, I played a clip of Howard Beale from the Movie Network saying, get up out of your seat, open the window, stick your head out and say, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And let's say the American people reach that fever pitch. Okay, so we start throwing out the incumbents. So we start outlawing lobbying. Well, you happen to know, and this is how I discovered you, about the FEMA camps. The gun control legislation that's coming from the Obamatrons. I mean, I think your idea is a good one. I like the idea of anti-incumbency because I think the longer you're in office, the more you're corrupted, the more you're owned. But on the other side of the coin, how much is the power elite going to withstand before they declare martial law and start to deport people like you and I who have dangerous ideas?
Well, I just say we don't know. I say it's possible, but I also say we have to do something about it as a nation in some unified way, and we know the battle will be joined November 2010. We know that that event will happen, and if we don't go to that event prepared to do the most damage that we can do, we're wasting our main opportunity. You know, that's where the main battle is joined and where we can hold the entire Congress accountable. If we get there, we get there. And if we get there prepared, we can do a lot of damage. And, you know, they're going to do whatever they're going to do anyway. If they're going to pick us up in the meantime, they're going to do it. You know, and then we'll deal with that when it happens. But in the meantime, we have to prepare for the battle we know is coming. You know, we just totally threw away a golden opportunity. They screwed us worse than ever in history with this banker bailout, basically turning the whole treasury and everything over to the bankers with blanket immunity from prosecution and no accountability. And we didn't do anything to throw them out. We went to the polls and did what, you know, we were conned into voting the way we always conned. And in the Patriot Liberty Movement, you know, wasted their time on the third party stuff. No third party stands a chance of getting anywhere. And, you know, like the Libertarian Party has been around 37 years. They still can't get a candidate taken seriously. I mean, how much do you have to try something before you realize it's a failed strategy? Another 37 years on third parties?
Well,
you know,
I would argue that we don't even have two parties. We have the Washington Party. We've got the Democratic wing, and we've got the Republican wing of the same exact party owned by the corporations.
Well, right. Right. So you take that knowledge and you use it. You say it doesn't make any difference what party a candidate, you know, running for office belongs to. So go to the polls and fire the one incumbent. Because it doesn't matter if your incumbent is a Republican. It doesn't matter if a Democrat takes his place or her place. If your incumbent is a Democrat, it doesn't matter that a Republican takes his or her place. Because there is no difference in the parties. You know, none of the legislation has anything to do with political ideology.
You mean Nancy Pelosi is not going to get us out of the Iraq war?
Well, she might. You know, she's really working at it.
Yeah. And Barack, we're going to be there longer than I thought, Obama. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call if you want to engage in this conversation. You know, Bruce, another thing I would add to a corollary here to some political reform we need is no political parties.
We don't need them.
No, listen, I'm a libertarian by trade, mainly because I had to identify with something. But I'd be the first guy to stand in line to sign that petition, no political parties. In fact, as abhorrent as this is to me, take the corporations out of contributing to campaigns. Totally.
Yeah, they have no business.
Make it a class one felony. 10-year prison for the CEOs and stockholders. Everybody connected to the corporation, they're caught giving one dime to a politician. In fact, God, as I hate to say this, but maybe we just finance the candidates with our tax money so we have a level playing field.
Well, the best idea I've heard of is we should do with our representatives what we do with picking juries. If we don't have elections, you know, you pick people serve because it's part of, you know, our civil responsibility. And you pick people from a jury. And, you know, I don't know, you may have, you know, if you can't serve, like in jury duty, you can't serve, you know, you tell them why. And you can maybe have some kind of, you know, the whole thing for running for office, because basically the job is you make sure nothing unconstitutional happens. You know, and people are assigned to a jury. They're dealing with life and death situations, and they're evaluating things. And we trust people on that level, you know, over life and death trials, ordinary citizens. Why can't we trust them to do the right thing in the federal government?
Well, there is a price for ignorance, and you have to want to, you know, let me go back in time, share this story with you. I was at a Phoenix Suns basketball game. And after the first quarter, President Bush came on and said, I'd like to announce that we've just commenced military activities against the nation of Iraq for harboring weapons of mass destruction. And the crowd cheered wildly. Mm-hmm. And I have to wonder if people would have just stopped for a second and said, oh, wait a minute, Mr. President, where's your proof? Where's your proof? We're going to hold your feet to the fire on this. And had challenged and perhaps stopped this incursion into a sovereign nation, how many of those 5,000 young people that died there would still be alive today?
Yeah.
The decisions these officials make kill people. And what I can't seem to get across to people in casual conversation is you should care and you should care now. And I tell young people this every day. How about a draft? How about Obama's civilian security force, or whatever he wants to call it, where you're going to be told where to go and what to do? It's a backdoor move into the draft.
Absolutely.
And what does he know that we don't?
Well, you know what he knows.
Well, I know what he knows. And, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out the last time we had a global depression, we had a world war that killed 60 million people.
That's right.
Yeah,
and you look at somebody like Stalin, the bankers put Stalin in power, put Mao in power. Stalin killed, what, 40 million people?
Killed 20 million of his own people, including his own leadership.
I think Mao killed 60 million.
Yet when you talk about FEMA camps and impending martial law, NORTHCOM troops training for riot suppression. You know, I have a gal that comes on and does underreported news in my first segment. Annie DeRosa was reporting that the government's spending $6 billion more dollars on riot control equipment.
Yeah.
They're telling you by their, you know, don't listen to what a person says, judge them by their actions.
They're telling
you what's coming.
That's right.
And honestly, Bruce, the reason I had you on the show is I think you're on the money. I think 50% of this country is asleep at the wheel, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to push the lever on the guy who is not in office and slow this crap down.
Yeah, that's it. All we're aiming for is to throw a major wrench in the works. You know, we watch the wars on TV, so we learn how war is conducted, And the first thing you do is you identify their command and control structures and supply lines, and you disrupt them. Their main command and control structure is the Congress. You disrupt it. You don't make it easy for them. You don't let them all just go right back, give themselves a raise, and carry on as if nothing happened. You now, fire them.
A lot of Congress, though, has been gutted. A lot of the congressional power has been effectively negated because a lot of that power now with regard to money, and money makes the world go around, resides in the Treasury. And the Treasury is now, with the Fed, beyond any transparency or oversight.
Yeah, but if we fired Congress, all of a sudden, that would send shockwaves through everything.
And you don't think these international bankers would start a world
war? Who knows what effect it would have?
Well, Bruce, hold on a minute. You don't think that these international bankers, to protect their turf, won't start a world war?
I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, you know, it's like we've never done anything like this. We don't know what the effect will be. We don't know. All we know is we've never done anything to hold any of them accountable for anything. And if we don't do something, they're going to finish the job. It's that simple.
Well, I would agree with that, and I think we might have one election cycle left.
Yeah, if we're lucky.
I tend to agree with you. We have one election cycle left, but I've got people telling me, people who I trust, people from the who have served in the alphabet soup agencies, tell me all hell is breaking loose this summer. In fact, Gerald Celente on Trends 2000 is predicting a revolution in this country before the end of the year.
Well, you know, the handwriting's clearly on the wall, but at the same time, the gun sales are up, bullet sales are up. There's a new site up in the last few months called Oath Keepers, who have military and police that are declaring openly that they are not going to comply
with
orders.
Let's talk about who they are for a second, because they contacted me this week, and what they are National Guard, Army, Navy, Air Force, all branches of the military, and police officers and sheriffs, basically saying they're not going to enforce the edicts of the New World Order with regard to gun control, martial law, et cetera.
That's right. And states are starting to move to declare sovereignty. You know, they're not being unopposed. Yeah, they want to do all the things that they're doing, but this is a big country. There are a lot of people in this country. It's not like you can just click your fingers and control everybody. You know, it's a big country.
It's a big country.
And there's a lot of people that are up to speed that don't really tell it. You know, it's hard to know how many of us are actually up to speed because a lot of people don't talk about it.
Let me ask you a question, Bruce. When do you feel that you had your awakening? How long ago?
It started 3 years ago. Started with the corporation.
Okay.
But I'd say I really got it when I found out about what really happened on 9/11. Somebody told me about Building 7, and I'd never even heard of Building 7. And I had pretty much bought the whole party line. And then I saw Building 7, and I went, what? And that's when I went into that and did my homework on that one, that really communicates the character of these people and what they will do, have no problem doing. And that was, I think, that was really swallowing the big red pill.
And you're by trade a web developer. Mm-hmm. You live in Colorado, my home state. It just, the point I'm making here, you're an average person. I'm an average person. I'm a teacher and coach by trade. Mm-hmm. You know, I have training in mental health counseling. You know, that's about as middle class and mundane and typical as you can get.
Yeah.
We all have our moments of awakening. But, you know, I keep going back to Jim Mars's question to me, what's it going to take to wake people up? And I think we're on the verge of finding out. Because you know about the commercial loans coming due, the big balloon payments coming due. We're going to see mall collapses. We're just seeing the first wave of the economic devastation. We haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg yet. And I'm telling you, when people are out on the street and they cannot feed their families, this is when I think all hell is going to break loose.
Well, yeah.
And will it happen before the 2010 election? I don't know.
Well, one thing somebody said, I don't remember where I heard it, but they said you have to remember that during the Great Depression they still had elections. You know, so all hell can break loose, but they still have to maintain a certain level of social order, you know, because they can't let it get too far out of control because it is too big a country. It's too many people.
This is what
the human spirit.
Avian flu, genetically modified foods, FEMA camps, and NORTHCOM training for martial law and riot suppression. I mean, I don't know how much more clear it has to be. These are all mainstream items.
I
mean, this is in the mainstream news, and I got to wonder, what are people looking at? Open the book and read the page.
I know. Well, that's the power of the social conditioning, you know.
Conditioning or not, let's hold that thought. We're up against the break. We'll come back for the final segment of the Common Sense Show with our special guest, Bruce McDonald. Stay tuned, everybody.
Opened up the page to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Time is short, and we got time to squeeze in a real quick call for one question or comment. Let's go to DJ in Illinois on line one. Hi, DJ. What's your question for our guest?
I would like to know if you guys have worked with Dr. Nick Begich or talked with him. My concern is, you know, he's talking about it being a huge country. Of course it is, which is one of the things that they're trying to deal with. The Soviet Union was a huge country, too. You got your digital TV boxes that can easily hypnotize people when the switches flip.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that, and we're really short on time, DJ. You had to call me in earlier, but let me allude to this real quickly. I'm having a conversation with Dr. Begich tomorrow, and we're booking him on the show for sometime in April. So he will be on it. And what the caller is alluding to here, Bruce, is that Dr. Begich has done a lot of work on mind control aspects of electromagnetics, and his research is very scientifically based. DJ, I'm sorry to cut you short, but we are short on time. Bruce, what lies in the future for you?
Well, it's very simple. I just am going to work my butt off to convince enough voters to go and hold these people accountable. It makes no sense to allow them to be reelected. It makes no sense at all. And even though they're doing all these things to try to control us and suppress us, and, you know, there still is the human spirit. And it is infinite in power and strength, and it can overcome whatever they are trying to do to us. You know, there's a spiritual dimension to this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're preaching to the choir there, as I am a committed Christian and proud to say so. Bruce, this has been interesting, entertaining, and I want to applaud you for your efforts on anti-incumbency, getting rid of the lobbyists. I would like to see term limits, although you think it's unnecessary, but we're all preaching to the choir here. We're on the same side with this. My only hope is that we have time to see your ideas through, and some people say we do. I hope that's the case. I want to thank you for being with us, because we're up against the clock, and we're going to check back in with you at a later time, Bruce, to see how this anti-incumbency movement is going, and hopefully it'll pick up some steam. But thanks for joining us, and of course you can visit Bruce's website at kickthemalloutcom. And Bruce, once again, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, and that's Bruce McDonald from Colorado. And let me take a minute here and talk about our show for next week. We are lucky enough to have on Dr. Lorraine Day. And Dr. Day used to be one of the premier researchers on HIV until she had her own epiphany with regard to a grapefruit-sized cancerous tumor that she experienced. And then she learned what a fraud the medical system was. And then her knowledge of the medical system and the pharmaceuticals that control it spread to other areas. And you're not going to want to miss Dr. Day. She doesn't do a lot of appearances on radio anymore, but she was once a real hot guest through the 90s, and we're really lucky to have her back. The following week, we have on Roger Tulsis, and this man just boggles my mind. I've heard him on some interviews, Coast, and other shows around the country, and Roger is going to enlighten us on the different ways that you can be spied upon in your own home without even knowing it. And this goes way beyond Catherine Albrecht's RFID chips that can track you. This goes on to listening to conversations you have with all your electronics off inside your own home. It's absolutely unbelievable. And then the following week, we're going to have on Barbara Peterson. And Barbara has written some of the most astute articles that I have read on the dangers of genetically modified food. And I'm wondering, where in the world is the FDA on all this? And Barbara's going to rein in also on the topic of how your government, through Monsanto, is trying to take control of the agricultural industry. And you just heard me tell DJ we're working on getting Nick Begich on the air. So you don't want to miss a single edition of the Common Sense Show. We promise not to disappoint. We'll bring you the most current issues of the day. I want to wish everybody have a great week. Come back here same time, same place next week. God bless everybody and good night.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.